So could you let go of wanting to be safe? Could you let go of that wanting to survive? And more. And more. And more. Think of something that you wouldn't like to have happen to you. Like being homeless. Not having any food. That'll get you to be insecure. Could you let go of wanting to be safe? If you're agitated by it, you're holding it in mind. So I'm asking you these questions so you can bring it to the surface, release it, and let go of it. And more. And more. If you want to see how loving you are, here's a good test. Imagine the person that you think loves you the most, your children, your mate, your mother, your father, and they told you, get out of here, I never want to see you again. Get lost. See how you would react. Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, and wanting to be safe? And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. Picture somebody saying that. And look right at him and say, I love you. I never want to see you again. Say it. I love you. Get out of my face. I hate you. You're just the worst person I ever met. I wish you were dead. I never want to see you again. You just ruined my life. I hate you. How does it feel? Check. Love is the answer. Love is the answer to everything. When the love is totally complete, if one would just love, when the love is totally complete, whatever problem immediately dissolves, which is why we're working on love at the outset of this course. Love solves all the problems, your health problems, your financial problems, your late relationship problems. Every problem can be resolved with love. It can't be resolved by you figuring it out. It can't be resolved by moving away from that person. It can't be resolved by hating them. It can't be resolved by being disagreeable with them. It can't be resolved by busting their chops. Only by releasing can it be resolved. And many of us go through these whole maturations of stuff like that, and it's a total waste of time. It's just ag-flapping the other person. For what purpose? Because you don't feel secure. And when you do that, you're just causing yourself heavy-duty problems. Or the chances are the other person's going to smack you back. Or they're going to make you feel guilty or whatever it is. Now you get what you ask for. Whatever you put out is what you get back. That's the law of the universe. You put out love, people respond. You put out being a pain in the neck, you're going to get it back. You get angry, you're going to get it back. If you don't trust people, you don't trust yourself. And that makes you really insecure. So see if that brings up a wanting approval, a wanting control, or a wanting to be safe. And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And more. And more. Now the bottom line of everything is the fear of dying. Now if you have an illness, you got a fear of dying. Well, you would just let it go. If you didn't give a damn about it, you would just let it go. So everything leads to the fear of dying. Everything leads to the fear of dying. You came in here as a baby, having to be taken care of by your mother. that got you to be a weak person. You got dependent on somebody to take care of you. And why is that? The fear of dying. Imagine not being fed. That would bring up the fear of dying. Imagine not being hugged by your mother or nurtured. That brings up the fear of dying. Could you let go of that fear of dying? Imagine a hurricane coming at you. 30-foot waves. You know how to swim, don't you? See if you have a fear about it. Let it go, and more. And more. And more. Imagine having a heart attack. That'll bring up the fear of dying. You know what a heart attack is? It's a lack of love. That's why you have a heart attack. A lack of love. That's what caused Lester's heart attacks. He was looking for love instead of giving it. The minute he started to give it and let go of his non-loving feelings, his heart got healed. And never saw a doctor for the next 40 years. So could you think of somebody that you want love from? And could you let go of that? Let go of wanting something from them. And more. And more. And more. Now you can't die. It's impossible to die. So let's prove it right now. Give yourself a mission to die right now. And more. And more. And more. And more. And surrender to dying. And more. And more. And more. And more. Now see how you feel. Nobody died, if you haven't noticed. Even though you gave yourself a mission to die, and the mind is creative, and I said give yourself a mission to die, and you still didn't die. So maybe you can't die. Just maybe. It's impossible to die. But you got to know that with every muscle in your body. And if you knew you couldn't die, then what's the problem? Can you get threatened? Can anybody threaten you? Can anybody take away anything from you? They could even fire you. They could even deprive you of food if you knew you couldn't die. What's the problem? There is no problem. It's only because we have this fear of dying that the ego's major ace in a hole is the fear of dying. Jesus' message to the world was, you can't die. I'll show you. I'll come back in 3 days and prove it to you. Forgive them. Can you forgive somebody if they thought they killed you and you didn't die? Sure, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Can't die. Impossible to die. If people knew how nice it was to die, there'd be a lot of people dying. It's a pleasant experience. It's not unpleasant. But we don't know. So what do you know about dying? What information have you got in your garbage pail about that? Does that bring up a wanting approval? A wanting control? Or a wanting to be safe? And could you let go of wanting to be safe, wanting approval, wanting control? Could you let it go? And more. And more. and more and more. And what don't you know about dying? Is that wanting approval? Wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And more and more. If you could just let go of the fear of dying, you'd be totally free. And a free one has no limitations whatsoever. None. Did Buddha have a fear of dying? Did any of the masters have a fear of dying? Did Gandhi have a fear of dying? They don't have a fear of dying. They know you can't die. You need to find that out for yourself. So leaving me doesn't help you. By releasing, get your own answers that you can't die, that it's impossible to die. Anybody with a body illness or a body anything, if they didn't have a fear of dying, their body would totally heal themselves immediately. Their pocketbook, your pocketbook would immediately heal yourself. We take a lot of calls every day, those that have been taking some calls for us. If somebody has a pocketbook problem, they usually have a health problem and vice versa. It goes hand in hand because the person is negative. And negative pulls negativity at you in every which way. If you let go of the negativity, then what gets pulled at you is positive. That's the way it works. You know, somebody has a cloud over their head, wherever they go, they got a cloud following them. That's because they're negative. That's the only reason. Nobody's picking on them. You're actually asking for it to happen. So see if you got something in your life that you don't like. Could you let go of wanting that to happen, since you're creating it? Could you let go of wanting that to happen? Say you have a fear about it. Could you let go of wanting to have it happen? And more. And more. That's the way you're going right at the program. If you can't let go of the fear, could you let go of wanting that to happen? Because if you can't let it go, your ego would like it to happen. Because then it could beat yourself up and you can get more negative and it can get well fed. So could you let go wanting that to happen? And more. And more. And more. And more. And more. If you have a fear of money, could you let go of wanting that to happen? You're afraid of having no money, you're afraid of being poor, you're afraid of being fired. Whatever, can you let go of wanting that to happen? That's what you're holding in mind. Examine your thinking and correct it. Hold in mind what you want, not what you don't want. So examine your thinking. What are you thinking about your life? What you're thinking about your freedom? What you're thinking about your pocketbook, your health. Examine it. Are you resisting any aspect of it? Could you let go of resisting? Because whatever you resist, persists. Could you let that go? Let go of resisting. And more. 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 Now take a deep breath. Pay attention to your breath. And watch it breathe in and out. 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 Now get a picture of that thing that you call your mind. Could you let that picture evaporate and dissolve just like the genie in a bottle from the television show? Could you just let that picture evaporate and dissolve? And more. And more. And more. And more. Get a picture of your body, whatever you call your body. And could you let that picture evaporate and dissolve? And more. And more. And more. And more. And get a picture of who you think you are. See, everybody has a picture of who you are. Could you let that picture evaporate and dissolve? And more. And more. Who you think you are is your ego. Could you just let that picture evaporate, dissolve? And more. And more. I'm a woman. I'm a man. Could you just let it evaporate and dissolve? And more. And more. And more. And more. Are you? Are you? Are you? Now we ask your mind. It speaks to you. Ask yourself, rather. It's very spontaneous. So let's ask quiet. Some questions, quiet. So from quiet's point of view, if I'm not my mind, and I'm not my body, and I'm nothing, who am I? What am I? When am I? Where am I? Now, whatever answer you got, could you just surrender to that answer? Who am I? If you're not your mind, and if you're not your body, and you're not your ego, who am I? Whatever that answer is, could you just allow it to evaporate and dissolve? And more. And more. And more, 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 and more. Now allow the way you feel to expand. When you let go of the mind, you let go of the body, then you get in touch with the way you, the real you. See if anything can happen here right now, if you can be destroyed. See if it's even possible for you to be destroyed. Check. A peace of mind means a quiet mind, not a mind full of garbage. All kinds of people got loaded full of information that people gave you. You don't even know who your mother is. You don't know who your father is. You woke up one day and they said, "Hi, I'm your mother, I'm your father." You don't know. But we have a tendency to believe anything that somebody tells us. That's the ego for you. Let go of who you are. It takes a lot of effort to be something that you're not. You're efforting to be an unlimited person. There's a master effort. Does the master want anything? Does Jesus want a movie contract? Does he want a book? No. They know who they are. And you want to be famous. You want to be like all those happy people that are famous. The ones in National Enquirer and all that stuff. Why don't you just let go of who you are? You're looking for you when it's right under your nose. But you're looking for it in things, in people, in money, in health. You need to go for freedom. Freedom, you have no limitations. You're unlimited. Each one of you are unlimited right now. Acting like you're not. Acting like you're not. So could you let go of what you're not? Give yourself permission to be nothing. Absolutely nothing. Give yourself permission right now to be nothing. And surrender to being nothing. Give yourself permission to disappear. Right off this planet. And surrender to being disappearing. And more. Give yourself permission to be no one, nobody. And surrender to being no one, nobody. And more. If you're no one and nobody, could you get upset about some bomb dropping in front of you or being caught up in a earthquake or a hurricane? You're no one. You're nothing. I am not my mind. I am not my body. If you really knew that, what could hurt you? Would you be imperturbable then? You bet. See how nice you feel by being nobody. It takes a lot of work to be you. To be this body, to be this ego. To be this poisonality. You got personality, you got poisonality. So, but you just let go of it. But you're not. I am you. I am you. Ego always wants to be better than someone else. Has to be right. If you let go, want to be better than other people. It says in the Bible, God is in you. So if God is in you, why don't you act like God? Instead of acting like a goddamn fool and knocking your brains out, what you wear, what car you drive, what you, how much money you make, what color you are, and all. What are you knocking your brains out for? You created what you have. You created it. Nobody else created it. You don't like it, and your ego don't like it. Even if you got a zillion dollars and a beautiful body, your ego don't like it. You don't believe me? Look at the Biography Channel. Look at all those famous people we put up on a pedestal. They don't like themselves. They got to work their ass off to be better than everybody continually. You get all these movie stars and they get old, and what do? They get to be like Christy Alley. She puts weight on, she loses weight, she acts like a total moron. What is that all about? It's unhappiness. Unhappiness. Looking for the world to make you happy. Jenny Craig is going to make her happy. Jenny Craig don't look like she has the greatest body either. So let go of identifying all the things. All the things that you think you are. You're a mother, you're a father, you're a this, you're a that. You're nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you're nothing, then you don't have to be efforting to be something you're not. Okay, now that you've found that you're nothing, when you're ready, open up your eyes and allow yourself to be nothing. What's that cereal? Nothing, honey.